Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Enter the Light. We're so glad you joined us. Happy Friday. And you're with Jan, Lori, Sue, and Lynn. The whole team's here tonight. And we have callers waiting. I just want to say one little thing before I turn everything over to Jan to do the poems. Last week's caller, Aisha, didn't catch the last message because we had a little tech problem and I was texting the reading in. But after the readings, or after the show ended, an energy, I got the names Doug and Ray, and I believe that the name goes together as Doug Ray, and this energy was bugging me after the show, and I told him, okay, we'll mention it to Aisha. So Aisha, I hope you're listening, and just Doug Ray wants to come through and just let you know he's around you. So I hope that means something to you. And with that little bit, I'm going to turn us over to Jan, who's got a poem for us and some messages.
All right. Thank you, Lynn. And welcome, everybody, to our show, Enter the Light. And and Lynn's already introduced, told everybody who we all are. And anyway, I'm just going to go ahead and share this poem. I just all of a sudden wrote it a couple days ago, and I got inspired by one of these pictures that I saw, and that's a lot of times how I write poems, and it was of sunflowers, and so I just started writing, and it goes, it's called In Rays of Gold. If I were I would be a flower. I would salute to the sun and sing a song in rays of gold. I am a flower that longs for its songs to kiss the new day of peace, of passion, a flower that scents never grow old. I am a flower that stands in its ancient soil with quiet determination and reverence of its existence, so fragile yet so strong in its bloom. A sunflower, a rose of many colors, a steel magnolia, sharing its fragrance to many and to all who need it, young or old. If I were I would be a flower. I would salute to the sun and sing a song in rays of gold. And that's that poem.
Oh, beautiful, Jan. It needs illustration. It needs illustration with light. Yeah, those are just lovely. I really like reading them too. They're kind of like little artworks. I quite enjoy your poems. I keep wanting you to do a book. I hope you do.
I think I will. Yeah. Thank you, though. I appreciate that. Yeah.
Well, we're your fan club. Anyhow,
Thank you.
Yeah. Did you have any messages, any announcements you wanted to pass on?
Not really. Mostly that today I was telling everybody right before our show, when I was finishing up the poem today, I finished the last few words right before the show, and then all of a sudden I got a glimpse of Gypsy, my dog, who's passed over. She just passed over about a month ago, and she came in so strongly. I mean, she was just I could just see her so clearly and feel her, and I started getting tears when I was writing the end of the poem because I could see her. But anyway, that made me feel really good, and she just came in to say hello and to wish us well for our show and to wish everybody a good night and a good day today on Friday and this weekend. So that's the feeling I got from her, was wishing us all well. So that's my
Gypsy.
Message.
Beautiful. Oh, we love you, Gypsy. I just want to send her a big hug, so I'm going to.
Thank you.
We were going to just have a little quick thing on grounding and what to do. We talked, I think, about tools for divining last week, and I think we just want to say a bit on how to protect yourself when you're using those tools. If you're going into the situation with fear, don't, because you do open yourself up to some very silly energies you don't want to be messing with. I think, Lori, you were going to do a little bit on that subject, were you?
This is pretty basic. Sometimes you don't always need, like, outside tools to ground. Whatever you have on hand, it works. It's all in the intentions. But A lot of times I'll visualize a like a bubble around me, and that keeps myself grounded and protected. I plant my feet, you know, in the earth. And also you can use, like you've said before, when the mirrors, that bounces off, you know, any negativity.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one, yeah.
And any type of shield for your auric field works. I mean, you don't have to have, you know, any special tools, but basic tools to start out, if you're starting out, works. So that's just my advice. You know, it does help to ground and shield.
Absolutely.
So,
and again, as you say very often, it is in the intention. The tools don't matter.
Yeah.
It's the intention. So, and that can be done without equipment, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Sue, Jan, did you guys have anything to throw in there?
I have a couple.
Mm-hmm. Go for it.
For me, my most number one protection that I use against all negativity is prayer.
Mm-hmm.
I to God and the angels constantly for their support and their protection. And just like you were saying, a positive attitude. When you know mm-hmm. that there is no negativity allowed in my space and you keep focused on that, it's not going to come in. But there's so many different tools out there that you can use to clear the area. You can, the sea salt, the white light, holy water, smudging. A lot of people smudge with sage. I personally cannot tolerate the smell of sage, so I use frankincense and myrrh. And
all right.
My belief is it's wonderful to clear the negative energy with whatever you burn or use, but you should always use two different items, one to remove the negative energy and one to bring in positive energy. Because if you're just removing negative, you're leaving a void space.
Huh.
And if you have a void, you're opening it up for more negativity to come in. But if you fill it with something positive, so I do the two scents, the frankincense and myrrh. You can do, if you like sage, do sage and then a spirit wood, or mix lavender or pine in with your sage, just a combination, one to clear the negative, one to enhance the positive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's awesome.
I was just thinking of Patty Negri, if anybody goes onto her site on Facebook. She's one lady that's got a mixture for everything, I would say. Don't you guys agree?
Yes, she does.
Yeah. She's the witch. Yep.
Yeah,
it's Negri, Patty, Patti, and she's pretty awesome. You should just go to her page and have a look. She's great. Jen, did you have any grounding?
I do.
Go for it.
I love listening to what Lori and Sue said. I wrote it all down, in fact. the first thing that I do is I do prayer also. And that's the very, very first thing I do. And then a lot of times I have a white candle burning when I for our show, and sometimes for readings and stuff. And then I always ask the angels and my guides and my family to surround me, the family that are passed over, and my guides. And I ask them to escort the negative entities, the negative energies, negative feelings, all negativity that may be around in my area and my property, and I do it for Facebook, my groups, everything, just everybody, and ask them to escort the negativity out into a higher dimensional area where they can be in light. So I do that, and then I always do meditations, of course, before I do readings. That helps ground me, too. And I do the smudging, like Sue said, and I'm glad that you said that to do two of them, because that makes perfect sense. And the sea salt I will always put around my house and sometimes around the neighborhood around people's homes. I don't go around their homes. I don't go on their property or anything. I just go around it.
Good, Jen. Like,
well, you know, just to keep our neighborhood clear. We don't want anything coming in. And then also I put flowers in the house. They are so, they smell so good. Their fragrance is so nice, you know, and that's another positive thing. A lot of times music is grounding for me. I use a lot of music, and also meditations are really, really grounding. I'll listen to my friends who put out meditations, and light language of some of my friends who do that too. And I also do I am statements. I do that for every reading that I do before, you know, before I do the reading is I am. And that it, you say, I am worthy, I am doing well, I am whatever you need for yourself. And it's very, very positive. It helps take out a lot of negativity. And basically, I think that's mostly what I do. And going outside, of course, and putting your feet on the earth is very grounding. And it, it recharges your whole system. And being around trees, oh my gosh, hugging trees are one of the most positive things you can do too. So, yeah, there's a lot of them, a lot of good things we can do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically it. I do.
Yeah. Whatever works, you know, and it's all about intention and absolutely not doing any of this kind of work in a state of fear. Make sure you are grounded and positive. Okay, and with that, I think we should go on to our first long-suffering patient caller. Is that guy okay with you guys?
Fine with me.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me know if you're at all concerned. Okay, here we go. Okay. 850, you're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Hello, my name is Keisha.
Hi, Keisha. Welcome to Enter the Light. Did you have a question or did you...
Can you hear me okay?
We hear you. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, cool.
Well, here you are.
Whatever you pick on, is fine with me.
Okay. I was just going to say a quick word. Jan's going to just give the animal she's picking up on. And if you can look it up, there's a lot of great websites to look up your totem animal. And Jan, you may even have one that you'd like to recommend. But she was just worried.
Yeah.
We're worried about getting four readings in and stuff. So we're going to shorten it just a little. So if you're ready, Jan, do you want to give us a start?
Definitely. Yeah, hi, Keisha. I just wanted to, so that
hi.
I don't take up so much time, and just give you the animal that I'm seeing right away. Is there's a deer popping out of a tree here, right here. And it looks like a female deer, and she's just looking out of the tree, and there she is. And I also see a cow, too. A deer and a cow for you.
Okay. That sounds very nurturing, isn't it?
Well, yes. Cows are very nurturing, and the deer is also very nurturing. They're also very healing, and they're very intuitive.
Yes, ma'am.
So, all right. So that's what I'm going to...
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm going to pass it over to Sue.
All right. Thanks.
Hi, Keisha. This is Sue. The first thing that I'm picking up for you is you have to be kinder to yourself. You're being too hard on yourself in too many situations. Don't be so hard on yourself. Be gentler. Be kinder. And when you're to make decisions, make your intentions more clear. Don't be vague. Don't say, I need a new job. Be real specific about what it is, or I need a new person in my life. Be extremely specific, whatever that decision it is that you're trying to make. And it will come along a lot easier for you. You won't stress over it as much.
Mm-hmm.
You have to take better care of yourself and be kinder and gentler to yourself.
Well, I'm at the house, sleep all the time. Isn't that being kind to myself?
Well, maybe you need to get out more.
I do think so, too, but I also need a job. But that, I'm going to do what you say, be more specific as to what kind of job I want and ask the universe so I can manifest that into reality. And hopefully by next month, everything will be,
yeah,
be a little bit better.
Right. If you're kinder to yourself and you pay more attention to yourself, make everything crystal clear on what you want, it'll all fall right into place for you.
Okay. That sounds good.
And that's what I have for you, Keisha. And I'll turn you over to Lori.
Hi, Keisha.
Hey, Lori.
It's funny you talk about getting a job. The one card that I pulled is it says a financial healing card. And what it's saying, if I can read it, your money struggles are a thing of the past. Be open to all avenues to receiving, and you'll be provided for in every way. So once you find that job, you said you were looking for a job, right?
I'm looking for a job, but I also have opportunity I have on the table, but I'm needing like a part-time job, something to carry me over until, you know, I start getting some commission, I guess, off the
right.
opportunity I got.
Right, right. Yeah. Yeah, this card, you know, yeah, telling you, you know, just watch, you know, once you get that job, watch your finances and such. And I got a number six. I don't know what that means. You may know what it means. I don't know if it's you've been out of work, you know, 6 months, 6 weeks, or six, you know, in 6 days, you know, but
I'm going to put it for that, August. I'm going to say August the 6th. August the 6th, then. I'm going to get a job.
Okay. There's the six. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, just remain positive and, you know, weigh out your options with that. You know, your voice, just your voice, you sound very positive, uplifting. So, you know, that always helps to bring in abundance and such. And that's what I have for you, and I'll turn you over to Lynn. Okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Excellent. Hi, Akeisha. The first message that came through for you was this. Take your time with a current effort or project. If you're feeling rushed, stand your ground. Take the time to do what you need to do it right. And that's do it right for you. Okay. Next through comes the name Andy. And the message you're going to be, and this is, I think this is a humor thing, A-OK, like Andy, A-OK. So just go yuck yuck politely, even if you don't find it funny. And the number 32 comes through, and the sign Pisces. And that's what I got for you. I really think you're going to be OK. A-OK, as the energy of Andy says. OK.
Right, right. Well, I really appreciate that. And I guess your message tying with the other ladies about nurturing myself and taking care of myself also. Yeah. And that applies into.
Yeah,
sure.
Letting
does.
People or the world pressure you into doing things before you are ready to do them will only end in misery.
Exactly.
You know, you got to stand your ground. And you can do it. You are tough enough to do that. You can do it.
Sometimes.
Yep.
But yes, ma'am, but I would take your advice. I will.
When you feel wobbly, just turn to spirit and just tap source and say, please, because it's love. It's pure love that comes through, and that's your strength. And know you are loved. You are not alone. And the help is right there, just a thought away. And it's there for you anytime you need it.
Oh, you know what? Can I ask one question?
Sure.
Okay, I would like to move, but what do you think? Should I stay here or should I move?
Anyone picking anything up immediately?
I picked up move. As soon as you said that, I picked up move.
Okay.
I think moving would be a positive step.
Yeah, me too, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
Always go
yeah.
with your
okay.
Your gut will never lie to you. Always go with your gut.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was voices that was really, really low, and I had to go besides, so I wasn't sure. But okay.
Well, you know, do manifest it as every the thing about anything that happens in this on this planet, Keisha, is like you design it in your mind first. Anything that is manifested on the earth started in a thought in somebody's mind and was built. And you, everybody has that power. Just you build it in your mind and create it in your mind first. Ask spirit for help, and it will appear for you. Just you gotta. What's that line? Believe it, and you'll see it when you believe it. That's it. So.
All right. All right.
And Keisha, I'm seeing really nice, beautiful flowers and green grass when you're talking about moving. So it feels abundant. It feels very abundant to me for you to move like that, positive.
Well, that's where I'm at right now, green grass and
uh-huh.
flowers. It's like a tropical paradise where I'm at now. But I'm in the
okay.
middle of nowhere. But maybe the next place would be even better. We'll see when I get there.
What,
because
what
it's pretty nice here.
Nowhere? What place
but
is nowhere?
It's nothing going on here. South Georgia. South Georgia.
Okay.
So I'm trying to go a little north towards Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
Like maybe I'm trying to be like with hour shot of Atlanta, you know,
yeah,
so
I
can
see.
Get something, you know. Yeah. But it's pretty nice where I'm at right now. But it's nothing going
yeah.
on. Gotta take care of
it. Well, then you know what you wanna do then.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, well, lovely to hear from you, Keisha, and I hope that helped you a bit. We're going to move on to our next caller, so we're just going to bid you a lovely night, and call back. Let us know how it's going, okay?
Okay. I will. All right, God bless.
Oh,
bye-bye.
God bless you. Thank you so much. Okay. 650, you're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Hi, my name is Miranda. Hello to all
Hello,
of you.
Hello, Miranda. Welcome. We're so glad you
Thanks.
Called. Have you got a
Thank
question
you.
At all? Yeah.
Yes.
How can we help you?
Yeah, I would love some insight into whatever you gals pick up regarding a move. I'm looking to buy a home close to where I am, and I was just wondering what you see regarding this.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So, Miranda, this is Jan. Thank you. Hi.
Hi.
I saw a giraffe right away, mm-hmm. and I'll just give you a few words on what it says so that you can go away with that. Keep your head up and have faith and trust your gut regarding the situation you're dealing with, and you'll have to reach a little bit to achieve your goal. But keep your eye on the possibilities that are just on the horizon. And don't act too hastily. And that is a positive. And you have the gift of foresight, being able to see ahead through your dreams, visions, and ideas. So just keep that in mind and stay positive about what you're trying to achieve here. The giraffe
oh,
is saying that you're going to reach your goal. So that's what I'm seeing. And So I'll just go ahead and pass it over to Sue. And it was about a house, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mhm.
Hi, Miranda. This is Sue.
Hi, Sue.
I am getting take your time and prioritize. Don't settle. Make sure that you're getting absolutely everything that you want
mm-hmm.
before you decide. You might walk into a house and say, this is really nice, but if there's a big but attached to this is really nice, it's not for you.
Right. Okay.
So just make sure and keep all your priorities in order. Take your time. You're going to find exactly what you're looking for. Are you looking for something more country setting than what you're at?
No, actually. I live in a basically suburban setting, but don't want to go like into the rural area at all.
Okay, because I'm getting outdoorsy, woodsy type, so maybe just spending a little bit of time outside more, taking walks.
Yeah. I'm
relying on nature for energy and picking up the energy from the universe while you're outside to help you make your decisions and prioritize.
Right.
Because I was seeing like a woodsy path and trees and mountains, so I think maybe get outside, spend some more time outside where you can clear your mind and just let the thoughts come as they may.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
Okay, but just make sure and keep everything, all your priorities in check, and don't settle.
Okay. Thank you.
That's what I'm getting for you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Lori?
Hi, Miranda. The first card that I pulled, I got the number 2. And it's also showing me like a dispute or some kind of agreement you're going through with another person. This could be a relator. This could be a partner. I don't know. But just be careful because it's attached to emotions. It's a cup card, which is the sign of emotions. So just, like Sue said, just take your time and making your choices, prioritizing and such. And the other card that I pulled, the Flower Oracle card I pulled, it says, your wishes are coming true. It says, what your heart has been longing for is getting closer each day. So just take your time on your decision-making and such, with your new home and such. And we wish you the best of luck with that.
Thank
you. I'm
going
to turn you over to Lynn.
Thanks, Lori.
Uh-huh.
Hi, Miranda.
Hi.
Yeah, the first image I get is a yellow light, caution light, which is about to turn green. But just wait for that light to turn green is what it's indicating here. And it says here the message that comes through is the second choice turns out to be the one. So don't feel too disappointed if your first choice doesn't pan out. It's your second choice that's going to come through and be the better choice for you. I also am hearing, I don't know if you know the band Jefferson Airplane from way back when?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, anyway, it doesn't matter. I'm hearing the last line of the song White Rabbit, which is, keep your head, keep your head. Keep your head. Just, it's repeated. So what they're saying is don't let anything unbalance you. Keep your head through this. And, you know, if it doesn't feel right, don't go through with it. Just keep your head. Yeah, it's Jefferson Airplane. You could probably find them on YouTube. But,
mm-hmm.
yeah, that's the line from the song that's coming through. Keep your head about you when you do this. So that's what I got for you. And, hope that helped. Do you have anything you wanted to ask? Or
So my daughter will be taking a very important exam very soon. I was just wondering what the energy regarding that, around that would be.
I'd say get her to keep her nerves under control as much as possible. That feels
right.
Like that's going to get in the way if she's too wound up about it. Do some fun stuff
right.
As well as study and worry, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyone else got anything on that?
I saw two thumbs up.
I'm sorry?
I saw two thumbs up.
Oh, that's awesome.
I feel like everything's going to go good, but just like Lynn said, she's got to keep her nerves in check.
That's
if
the biggest challenge.
The attitude. Things going to be great.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Yep. So
I keep seeing horses.
Oh,
oops, sorry.
Oh, lovely horses. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
You can go on. Just explain the horse energy, Jen. It's I kind of like it when you explain your stuff a bit. So don't talk
okay.
About that, okay.
I don't mind. I don't mind explaining. I just
I didn't want to take up so much time because it seems like when I listen to the shows, I listen and I go, God, I just talk for so long. But it is.
Honey, you're doing fine. Carry on. Okay.
It's fun to hear what they mean, you know, because it's like just tell the horse and then or the animal and then don't say it. I know, it's kind of, okay, so let me see. Yeah, the horse energy, they're very independent, and they like to do their own thing, basically. And you can't get away with much with them. They're headstrong, and they're going to go, you know. They're going to do their own thing no matter what. So I'm trying to find it here. They'll go off on their own because they're that independent. They have to have independence. I mean, it's so important. Did your daughter that way at all? Is she?
Oh, I'm just going to say that's so much her. Whatever you've said, yes.
Really?
Headstrong, independent. Wants it done her way.
Okay, because I see a girl with a bunch of horses hanging out with a bunch of horses. That's the first thing I saw when you were asking about that, and so that must be why. And it also says you're about to embark on an unexpected adventure and will have to move very quickly. So, and you need to call upon reserves of stamina and strength to get you through this whole thing. But you're much more powerful than you think you are. And it's always a good idea to have teamwork with family and friends and community. If she could, even though she is a natural-born leader and likes to be independent, they're very much into that. But they are also very loyal, and once they've earned your trust, then they feel confident with you. They need to earn people's trust. So basically, and they like to travel too. And not only to physically, but they like to travel in other dimensions too.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it very much. Thank you all. You have a great weekend, all of you.
Oh, thank you so much for calling in, and let us know how it goes. We always love to hear back from people. So we'll say happy Friday and have a beautiful night. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, here we go. Area code 206, you're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Hi, this is Austin.
Hi, Austin. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Yeah, I think we're doing just fine. We're glad to have you on the show. Can we answer a question for you?
I wanted to find out if I'm in the right relationship.
Okay. Well, we'll put you right over to Jan and see what Jan gets for you.
Okay. Hi, Austin.
Hi.
I'm getting red, real red color here, like passion. Wow, it's almost fiery red, but it's a rose. It turns into a rose, but it's flaming. It's a flaming rose. it feels like passion to me. And is that a good sign, do you think?
I think it's a good sign. Sounds like it.
The animal, though, the first thing I hear was there's a little bucking here. You might be wanting to watch out for that. And the animal, though, is a wolf. So that's what I'm getting.
Did you say a little bucking?
Yeah, I heard bucking. Like, you know, bucking between the two of you, like bucking back and forth, maybe arguing or maybe a little, maybe not arguing. It could be, you know what I mean then?
I'm kind of with Jekyll and Hyde. That's my circumstance.
Okay. So then that could make sense. But the wolf is a pack animal. They like to stay with their family and friends. They're very much into that. They don't like to deviate too much out of that. So that is the animal I'm getting. I'm wondering if that's you. You know, that's more you is what I'm seeing. Not maybe her. Let me see what else it says. It has a lot of characteristics and behaviors that no longer serve your spiritual purpose are being pulled from your consciousness. Make cooperation a priority over competition. Valuable insights, ideas, and new teachings are coming your way, so pay close attention. And it's important to maintain your self-esteem and integrity when you're feeling misunderstood and misaligned. So that's important. And then if you have a strong sense of family and community and intuitive social order, and you're very affectionate with your family and friends. So, it's the wolf is a great animal. It's a wonderful animal to have and for someone to be in a relationship with. So she's very lucky to be with you. And so the main thing that I was getting was that bucking thing, and to just be careful of that. And, you know, that kind of stuff needs, you might want to get counseling, or, you know, there may be counseling in need for some of that. Do you know what I mean? There could be that to help.
I do my own, but he won't do counseling. We've tried it.
He's not into that. Yeah.
Admit to any problems.
Right. Okay. Well, that would be the first thing I would want to do if they don't want to get the counseling, then you might want to go get it, because if the problem is you have to, if you're wanting to stay in this relationship, then it's going to be you having to change your ways of thinking about it if they don't want to. And so, and even if it's not your fault, some of the stuff, you know what I mean? You'll have to deal with how you want to deal with it and react to it and stuff. And so you may need some of that support. Anyway, that's just an idea.
And a lot of it involves alcohol.
What's that?
A lot of it involves alcohol.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, boy. Well, no. You, it's a road ahead of you then. And I definitely got that bucking right away. So it's going to be a challenge.
Yeah.
So I wish you well, and I hope that you call us back anytime that you want to, and I'm going to pass it over to Sue.
Okay. Thank you.
Uh-huh. You're welcome.
Hi, Austin. This is Sue.
Hey, Sue.
I have Archangel Jeremiah coming through for you, and he is saying to take inventory of your life and to resolve to change and heal anything that's unbalanced. There's too many things right now that are not working in your favor, that are not good for you, and you really have to take a step back and take a look at the whole picture, and you are going to have to be the one that steps forward and makes the positive changes for you. You're not nurturing yourself. You're not nurturing your inner child, which you need to work on. And put yourself first. And stop it.
Yeah,
step
definitely.
Back and think, is this really what I want? Do
right.
I want to stay with someone who is not willing to meet me halfway? Do I want to stay with someone who is not nurturing me and giving me what I need, even though I'm nurturing that person and giving them what they need? So it might be a time for you to be a little selfish right now.
Okay.
Your needs are the absolute most important thing right now. What's important to you and how you feel is the most important, and concentrate on that. And if if your partner's not willing to work with you to make things better, it might be time to think about moving on just for your own benefit.
Right.
Because everybody says 50-50. No relationship is ever 50-50. There's always one partner that's giving more than the other partner at one time or another. But you cannot be the one to be giving 95% all the time. You have to be getting something in return.
Right.
So step back. Just really take note of everything that's going on, and it's going to be up to you to make that final decision. Is this worth fighting for, or is it better off for me to move on for my own personal sanity, security, health?
Exactly. That's the tough part.
Okay, but that's what I'm getting for you, Austin.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome, and I'll pass you over to Lori.
Hi, Austin. The first card that I pulled was a number 8, a wand card, which is considered to be your ambition. This card is showing me, like, I don't know, the number 8 doesn't mean anything to me when I pull these cards. Only the people that I read for know what these numbers mean. I'm going to ask you a question. How long have you been in this relationship?
A little over 3 years.
Okay, 3 years, okay.
And it's
like,
funny, I just printed an 8 and put it on the wall in my office for abundance.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, okay. Well, the number 8 could be maybe in the last 8 months, your relationship, you know, needs, you know, it's kind of rocky.
Right.
This card is showing me that with the wands, there's some, like, you'll have good days, strong points, and then you'll have a setback. Then a couple good days and setback. And, you know, a lot of relationships are like that, especially if one person's putting into it more than the other person. But on that card, and then the next card, it says, let go of anxiety. I don't know if it's you or your partner who's full of anxiety, all worked up.
Probably me. This always makes me very anxious.
Right. Well, you know, I don't know if you've ever used, you know, candles, color therapy, essential oils. All those seem to help calm down quite the mind. That's the most important. But lavender is also is a nice relaxing flower. But it says, let go of anxiety. And it says, calm your nerves and you'll be able to hear the voice of your angels. So, yeah, you'll get the answers within yourself once you know, you quiet your mind. You know, worrying is the worst thing we can do, you know.
Right.
It just stirs things up. But, yeah, just, you know, weigh the odds. I would just weigh the odds and say, you know, these are the good points, these are the bad points. You know, do I want to stay here or do I want to leave, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, not easy. You know, everybody wants somebody, but if you're not with the right person, it just pulls you down.
Right. So, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. No fun, but it's life sometimes. But, yeah, I think you'll be okay, you know. You just got to listen to your own gut, basically.
Right.
That's my advice to you. So I'll turn you over to Lynn.
Okay. Thanks.
Thanks, Lori. Oh, Austin, I feel physically such heartbreak here reading this for you. I get the feeling that you've like loved real hard and tried to love through it, and it's not getting better somehow. The phrase "tempest in a teacup" comes through, and it feels like you're trying to have a quiet cup of tea and you're getting a tempest in your teacup, metaphorically speaking. The image of a foundation comes up, a foundation of a building, but in this case, we're talking metaphysically here. in order for a foundation to be solid and to hold through the years, it has to be all made of the same material. Doesn't matter if it's goose poo, you can build on a thing, but it all has to be all goose poo. Sorry, that's kind of rude, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And I feel the sense of you're trying to lay a foundation of a good, solid, emotional and energetic thing, matter. And the foundation can't be whole because all this other stuff, this rubble and garbage, is making it unsafe and unsolid, and you cannot build on it. So
right.
There you go. After that comes the image of two magnets. And when they attract, that's fabulous. They are pulled together and they're together, and it's absolutely fabulous. However, when one flips over, there's the repulsion and the magnets can't get together. There's such a lot of fear I'm picking up in your partner. I feel it's coming from your partner. And the phrase, love casts out fear, is very, very true. However, you're going to have to consider the amount of work on your part that will need to be done, because it's going to need commando love, is what I have written down here. Commando love. It's going to be freaking hard. And it's so that's your decision to whether stay and work and fight, build that foundation, or as the girls say, take care of yourself and, you know. Oh, I forgot, too, the name Kelly comes up, but I'm not sure if that's a person's name or a place name. I put an arrow and the question mark place, and it says the last thing here is, yeah, it's like Kelly Street, Kelly County, Kelly something. It doesn't feel like a person's name. Careful, and it says the last thing is careful of the small signs, like be very, very present and aware and pay close attention to the small signs. Don't let those things get started, like nip them in the bud. And boy, and again, yeah, I wish you so well, Austin. My heart just aches and I can feel it in my chest, like I want to cry. And so we just send you so much love and so much positive energy. And yeah, that's what we have for you. Yeah, bless you. And do phone back and let us know how it goes. And again, as I said to the other caller, you're never alone. You know, you never go through this alone. And love, you'll find love one way or the other. I feel that very strongly.
Yeah,
good
well,
lad.
I'm also thinking about moving, too. So maybe I'm moving to Kelly. Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, just keep that name in mind. I'm not sure what it means, but it feels more like a place than a person. So
Okay,
so awesome. There you go, Austin.
Thank
and
you.
Yeah, keep us informed and let us know how it goes. And we wish you so well. Bless you and have a lovely night. Okay.
You too. Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye.
Take care, Austin.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, what a sweet guy. I hope it works out for him. Oh, there we go. The clicky thing wasn't working. Okay, 954, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Yes, good evening. This is Mary. How
Hi,
are you?
Hi, Mary. I feel like we've talked to you before, have we?
Yes, I think you have.
Well,
I just wanted to make a comment regarding the last gentleman caller. I hope he will explore the idea of Al-Anon. I personally went through a 3-year program dealing with the same situation, and everyone's outcome is different, but it was a tremendous support. He wouldn't regret going. So I just wanted to throw that in there.
Excellent. Excellent suggestion. Thank you, Mary. That's great.
Sure.
I hope Austin's still listening. That's
I hope
great.
So. Good luck to him. Yes. Reason I'm calling this evening, I was just speaking with a neighbor friend of mine who is on housing program, and I believe she signed a contract to stay here, and she just told me this evening that she got notice that she has to move, and she's, I guess, not going to say much about it, which is kind of shocking. I didn't expect that. Anyway, I don't know if you pick up anything about her, but now it's got me rather concerned as well. I'm not on housing, but I have a month-to-month agreement, and presently it's a little lower than some newcomers because I've been here a couple years. And it would really be a hardship if that would come about for me as well. So I'm wondering what you pick up.
Okay. Jen, have you...
Yeah. What was your name again?
Mary.
Mary, and what was the phone prefix again?
954.
Okay, I just like to keep track of that. So what I was picking up again were more trees. I'm seeing everybody's what's around them. It seems like tree bushes and mostly bushes for you, green bushes. And there's a tiger that comes out of the bush. And next, when I look it up, the word is strength. So I think it's coming around you to give you strength and confidence, vitality, focus, patience, beauty, healing, and passion. Lord of the Jungle is what the tiger is called. And with great focus and patience, you have the ability to sense the most beneficial time to act. You are so tranquil that you often surprise people. They don't expect what you do. Privacy is essential to you, and you work quietly, not broadcasting all of your abilities. Some of the best work is done alone and at night. Charismatic, sensitive, and tactile, you may be involved in the healing arts, and clairvoyance, clairaudience, are also the practice of the tiger. You learn to see into realms other than the mundane. When tiger appears, a new adventure is ahead. Tiger is at hand to assist you with self-control, being observant, and saving your energy until it is the right time to act. So that's what I'm getting a lot from the tiger here, is that you're going to know when it is the right time to act. And you're asking about if you're going to be booted out. Is that what you're asking too?
Yeah, I hate to put it that way, but I'm wondering about my neighbor, if that's actually, you know, going to be forced upon her. And then, like I say, we're in different situations, but is it,
yeah,
you know, going to be, you know, like the same kind of thing? I don't know. She has an easier go of it because she's getting assistance, financial assistance, and she'll get help otherwise. And I don't have that going for me at this time.
Right. In general, I'm getting a standstill for you. I'm not getting a rush for you of getting out. I'm not feeling that, like there's going to be this rush for you to get out. Like
it doesn't feel like the right timing for me. Got some health problems, and it would be a great burden to have to do that. Not that I'm not consolidating things and ridding clutter and doing all those things for some future time, if and when, but I'm not prepared at this time at all.
Right. Yeah. And that sounds right to me. It doesn't sound like that is happening for you right now. I'm getting a standstill. So it's probably just best to stay where you are. I mean, do you have a choice if you want to leave? Is that what would it be?
I don't know what's going to come down the pipe just yet.
Months.
I haven't been given a lease. And the man next door to me wanted to renew his lease for a year, and so far they haven't granted that, and he's a good tenant. So I don't know. I know there may be some financial hardship because it's a big undertaking, and I really like the owners. This is the first time I can really say I really like the owners.
Oh, that's
of
nice.
The property, the very first time. I've had some...
Oh, wow.
And I have a good rapport with them, and I'm a good paying tenant and quiet, and I don't make any problems.
Right. Well, I don't, I just don't see any real problem with it right now. What I'm hearing is standstill,
okay.
And I'm seeing these dolphins going in the water in the ocean here. They're plopping up and down, and they're kind of real happy and smiley. And so I want you to smile and just have some fun.
Yeah, I'm just on edge, and I really would hate to see my neighbor go. You know, I'm hoping she's trying to stay in the area. If so, and I've tried to help her find something, but. You know, everything isn't perfect, like nothing. Nothing is ever perfect, you know. But it's got its reasons. It's got its advantages for the time being. And I kind of, you know, I just not physically ready for it.
Yeah. I right now I'm not seeing that for you.
That's good.
I don't feel that for you right now. But I am getting seeing the water right now and swimming it. I don't know if you ever go swimming or anything, but I do see the dolphins in the water. So
I don't go swimming, but I'm not too far from the ocean, and there is a pool here.
Oh, no wonder.
I just don't go in the water.
Okay, that's why. Okay, well, but the nice thing about water, even if it's you don't go in it, that when
nice
it's around
look
you.
At, yeah, I love to look at water. I'm very much.
Oh, good.
Yeah, of any form. I just love to be around water. It's
oh,
fun.
Okay, good. It's very healing.
It is healing for me.
Yeah. Okay, well, listen.
The chin of the tiger is very accurate.
Oh, is it? Oh, good,
yeah,
okay.
All of that, yeah, all of that.
All right. Well, I'm going to pass it over to Sue and hang in there, and I'm sorry about your friend, though.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
You never know. I mean, one day you have somebody around you, and the next day you don't. It's like it's been that way with friends, family, all kinds of circumstances this year have just kind of like the water has just, the tide has washed them all out. And it's a sad kind of time right now for me, losing a lot of people, places, and things. So this is like, you know, my only grounding factor at this moment.
Right. All right, then.
Thank you, Jan.
You're welcome.
Hi, Mary. This is Sue.
Hello.
I am getting that for you, all is well. Everything is happening exactly how it is supposed to.
Uh-huh.
And there's hidden blessings involved in all situations, and you'll understand very soon why things are happening the way they're happening.
Yeah, I hope so.
As for you, you're safe, you're protected, and I honestly don't see anything that you have to be worrying about. And with your neighbor, I'm getting that there's more to the story. And maybe,
oh, really?
Maybe
just involving her or other people that are on the same program. That's what I'm picking up.
I think it's her. And that's
why
she doesn't want to talk about it too much.
Yeah, she has some issues, but I didn't think they were anything that would concern her,
her
residence. But I don't know. I mean, you know, nobody knows everything.
Right.
And I don't cry.
Yeah, with her, it's... I'm just keep getting that there's more to the story than what you're being told.
On her end or on their end?
On her end.
Oh. Oh.
It all blends in together. It's on her end why they're doing what they're doing.
Hmm.
But I don't feel that it's going to affect you with having to move.
Okay.
Well,
and will the other people that are on this same program, I mean, is that going to be like across the board or just in her situation?
I don't think it's going to be across the board.
Hmm.
I can see somebody pulling weeds. So they're getting the weeds out of the flower bed. So there might be a few more in the same situation with the housing assistance that she's getting that they're getting rid of.
I see.
It's to make the flower bed nicer.
I mean, to my knowledge, she's quiet. She don't, you know, socialize much or go out much. She just, like, she goes her way and that's it. She doesn't have a lot of, you know, friends here.
I just keep seeing there's more to the story.
Okay.
But you're safe. You don't have anything to worry about there that I can see.
Okay. That's good to hear. My kitty still hasn't come home. I'm still looking for him. Kind of hoping if I'm around, maybe he'll find me.
Is it a black cat?
No, I have a blackish cat inside that I have pretty much converted, hopefully, now from being outdoor to more indoor than anywhere else. He's put on quite a few pounds, which is good. He don't seem to want to go out like he did. But the other one is gray and white. He's big. He's huge.
Right.
Okay. When you said cat, I saw black cat. So, well, hopefully he comes home soon.
Right, or at least find out that he's taken care of. That's my main thing.
Absolutely.
Right. Well, thank you for that reassurance. I need that because this came out of the blue, you know, and sometimes around the new moon, these things really, you know, come to light, as well as all kinds of things on the news and everything else that's been going on today. But it's just...
it's the universe in action.
Oh, yes, definitely. But it kind of rattles your cage until you know, what is going on.
You just stay strong, and I feel that you're going to be fine.
Okay. Thank you very much.
And I'm going to pass you over to Lori.
Oh, we got another gal there. Good.
Yeah,
Lori,
two more.
And that's the name of my neighbor, too. My neighbor.
Hi, Mary. The first card that I pulled from the Flower Oracle deck was raise your vibration. Right now, you tend to be worrying about your neighbor too much. I kind of picked up too that there's more going on that what your neighbor is telling you. A lot of times we don't want to spill our guts to everybody, or business, or finances.
Yeah, she's pretty private. She is.
Yeah. So there's got to be a reason why people, you know, are getting pulled out of there. I mean, either they're not paying their rent on time, they're causing trouble, they're not complying with the rules. There's got to be a reason. Only, you know, if you really like the landlords, you know, or the owners, if they're doing their job, then it's got to be, you know, the people.
Well, she's getting
aren't.
Government help, so she has ample, I mean, as far as, you know, paying. She's in a lot better position than myself because she gets a lot of help. And she's quiet. She minds her own business, and she's clean, and, you know, it's like, I don't know. They just don't know.
Well, there's something else deeper going on there. But just keep positive thoughts about her. You know, just everything will work out for her, you know. There's a reason for everything. That's what I believe. Things happen for a reason. With you, I don't feel you're going to be okay, you know, so don't worry about that. You're on good terms with, you know, the owners and such, and, you know.
Yeah, it's that, you know, because they're giving me a break that, you know, I don't have the updates that some of the newer ones have and things like that. I'm status quo with what I have and try to not ask for much unless it's absolutely necessary, and try to be on good terms. And
right. The one card that I pulled was resources, so that's a good sign that the Queen of Pentacles, the resource card, stay to yourself. But how long have you lived there?
It's been this time, as I've been here twice, it should be 3 years this year. And then prior to that, it was here 5 years. but I've been on the property close to 15 years because I had grandmother and friends that lived here. So I spent a lot of time here.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, you lived there and you came back. You're in good standing, apparently.
Yeah.
You know, with people. So that, yeah, that's always a blessing.
I paid enough. You know, this time it was like I kind of got gouged when I came back because of my situation and had to make a quick move. And so it was like they took advantage, not these people, the people that were here prior. And I was very happy when new owners took over because they're very nice people and they're a family. They're not just managers and, you know, they have other
people.
So
that
right away
Well, just keep your vibration up and happy thoughts and hope, you know, things work out for her and she finds a better place. And, you know, we always wish everybody the best.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's just that you just kind of connect with certain people for certain reasons.
Yeah.
And she's also quiet and that she's not, you know, rah, rah, rah like some people. It's like, you know, so you have connections, whether they're brief or whatever, but just certain connections. And then when somebody leaves, then you just don't take up, at least I don't take up with just anybody till I you know, kind of know where they're coming from. But I don't pry unless she wants to tell me same things either. So I'm pretty open, but, you know, other people may not be. So I guess, you know, is what it is, and I help in any way I can.
Yeah, yeah, that's all you can do.
I'm doing a lot of decluttering, getting rid of a lot of things that I don't really need, and organizing, because, you know, at some point, if I have to change, then I, you know, I'm more prepared.
Exactly. Good. Yep, yep. It's good to be on top of it. It's,
yeah.
You know,
make the best.
Not procrastinate. Yeah.
And sometimes it's a struggle financially, but there's places now that are outrageous in rents.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They don't take pets. So it's not just a matter of moving. It's a lot of variables are involved to make a move. And I want to stay in the area at this point. So I don't know.
Yeah. It sounds like it's working out for you. So, but now maybe you can, you know, write your friend a letter, you know, thanking her for her, you know, friendship as a neighbor and wishing her the best. And, you know, that's always encouraging, you know.
Yeah, I'm hoping she stays in the area because I know she likes my friendship as well because I befriended her when she was in a very hard place when she first moved in and she was having an awful time. So I befriended her and, you know.
Yeah.
You want a friend, you got to be a friend sometimes.
Exactly. 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 Okay, well.
All right. Thank you, ladies. You have a blessed evening. Thanks for your thoughts.
I'll turn you over to Lynn.
You have someone else there?
Yeah, Lynn.
You got a whole crowd there.
I'm going to try and go quickly here, Mary, because we've got other callers and we're in our last half hour. So
I'm going to give you
what I get for you very quickly. Your cat that left is fine.
Okay.
Don't give up on him. Okay. He's, as I said before, he's food surfing. He's got many, many food stations.
Yeah, I remember you saying that. Food
he's
surfing.
Probably got a couple of couches as well. So don't worry about him. I see your cats, your remaining cats that are still with you in the same place they've always been, which tells me I don't think you're going to have to move. As for your neighbor, however, I really get a wobbly feeling about her and the legalities of what is being done to her. I get an image of her playing that terrible game from our childhood called Crack the Whip, where the guy on the end gets flung right across the rink and smashes himself up.
I feel like that's a big battle that way. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I feel like she's in that situation. I get the message here. Talk to a guy named Dan, either a guy you're going to meet or your neighbor may know, or just think of who you know and someone who may have some legal knowledge on this subject. It does say to be prepared. It's good to be prepared. And if you have any contracts or anything that anybody's through, I think this is more for your neighbor. Any paperwork, stuff like that, read the fine print and question it if it feels like BS. Okay?
And yeah, I worry about her because she, I think sometimes she may not see things as they are. I tried to point some things out, and she's told me somewhat of, about what's going on with her. And I try to point some things out. I've always kind of been worried that, you know, she would fall into some kind of trap.
Well, do the best you can to help her. Stay as close as you can, as close as she'll let you. And just, I think she's very blessed to have you there. But just make sure she's not getting messed about with legally. And whoever this Dan guy is, I feel like there's somebody who could help you sort through the red tape of it all. Okay? And we're going to leave it there, Mary. Sorry, we've got to move on to our next caller.
Thanks for your input. You're very accurate. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay. Stay in touch. We love to hear it. And I don't give up on that cat. He's around. He's alive. I think Jan felt that too, eh?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's
alrighty.
Still alive.
I'm glad to hear that. I got two inside. That's quite enough at the moment. I don't want to take any more outside unless
no,
he comes.
No, don't worry. Yeah, don't worry about him. He's fine. He's probably better off than a few of us, you know, so don't worry.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's the truth.
Okay, my dear. All right. We'll talk to you soon. You'll call back and let us know how it's going, okay?
Will do. Thanks, ladies. Have a good evening.
Thank you, Mary. Have a lovely
night. Take care, Mary.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to move right on to 805. If we can get 805. Oh, there we go. 805, you are on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, this is Donna. How are you?
Hi, Donna. Thanks so much for waiting. It's been a long wait for you.
I'm so glad I got on. I have two questions, actually. One is I'd like to be in a relationship. I haven't been in one for a while. I'd like to, you know, go into a marriage, I think, companionship and all that. And then another one, do you see me staying at my apartment? Because I had a little problems with my housing, but I don't know what they're going to be doing. They're going to make me leave or what? I have no idea.
Wow. We've got a theme going tonight, I think, here, eh? Well, that's scary. Well, see what Jen's got, and we'll go from there.
Okay. Thank you.
Hi. How are you?
Hi, Jan. I'm great. Thank you.
It's a dog. Yeah, I see a small dog.
There's one right next to me on the bed here.
No wonder. That's probably what I'm seeing.
yeah, he's right here, right next to me.
Okay. Sometimes I just see, I can see what's going on right with that person, you know, if it's whatever their, you know, if the terrain, like water or whatever, and a lot of times I will see the animal. So, is this a small dog, smaller dog?
Yeah, it's pretty small. Not bigger than a Chihuahua, but he's a small dog.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then I'm seeing your dog. So let me see if I can get. We can talk about the dog too, but see if I can get
dog,
another.
It's my third dog. I'm house sitting him.
Oh, neat. But I'm seeing a bird in a tree, and this bird though is unusual because it has a rainbow. It's colors of rainbow on it. Rainbow colors.
Oh.
That's really neat. And it looks, I'm trying to see what kind of bird this is. It looks like a pigeon to me. Pigeon. It's a rainbow pigeon. So let's go with that. That's the kind of bird I'm seeing. Let's see what they say about pigeon. Pigeon has a nice message to it, and let's see here if I can find it. I have to just feel it out a little bit to know, to try to give all the answers. But let me just get you to the pigeon, because that's the main animal that I'm seeing.
Okay.
And what I didn't do was take off my contacts so that I could look for the pages. You know, I think I'm going to have to pass it over to Sue. Sue, are you ready? Because I can't find the pages right now.
You were right, Jen.
I'm sorry. I have to come back to it. You'll have to come back to me. I'm just
okay.
having a struggling with this pigeon.
Comedy
we'll come back to
okay.
pigeon.
We love it.
I do.
You know, Jen,
okay.
I'm going to pass this over to Lori.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
Hi, Donna.
Hi.
Are you having problems with, like, anxiety?
I've been house-sitting. I've just been kind of just watching TV all day. And so, no, but, you know, just worried, I guess, not knowing what my future has entailed.
Well, that's part of anxiety, worrying.
Yeah, it can be, exactly.
But it's, well, the card that I pulled is it says, like, go of anxiety. Like I told one of the other callers, try to, you know, worrying does get us nowhere. I mean, that's basically the future. We should live for the moment. Try some, you know, calming effects, you know, mm-hmm. oils, candles, all that stuff just to, you know,
yeah.
bring you down to earth. But I also pulled the another card and I mean, how long has it been since you've been in a relationship?
Like 8 years.
Huh?
Years.
Years?
8 years, yes.
Oh, eight years. I couldn't hear you. I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah. I feel you're ready. Is there anybody that, like, you're interested in right now?
No.
No?
I haven't met anyone.
Okay, do you get out enough?
Probably not. probably not.
Well, we know Mr. Prince Charming usually isn't going to come knocking on our door, right?
Okay, I do go out. I walk on the beach, do my errands. I go in stores. I, you know, walk on the main promenade. I mean, yeah.
Right.
I mean,
well, you might want to take a different detour. Try a different route. Try something different. You know, try
mm-hmm.
being in more crowds, you know,
mm-hmm.
instead of being mm-hmm. in a solitude area. Because I pulled the Hermit card, and that's basically solitude.
I think
you need to be a little more adventurous. Go outside
okay.
the box. I feel you
yeah.
need to go outside the box. Quit worrying, go outside the box, have fun, you know, and do new things. Try new things if you have the opportunity. So,
yeah, I'm going to go to a concert next Saturday.
You're going to go where?
To a concert.
Oh yeah.
Meditation
oh,
place. Yeah.
Right, that'll be fun. Yeah, do things like that, you know, be in crowds, and that's usually how you meet people.
Yeah.
I mean, just keep a positive attitude, and, you know, things will come when they're supposed to come. That's my belief.
Right.
Things will happen when they're supposed to happen, not when we want them to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know? A lot of us don't have patience. I'm working on my patience. Yeah. So I'm going to go ahead and turn you over to Lynn, I guess.
I'm ready now.
Jan.
Okay,
Jan.
Okay, so the pigeon. Here we go. It says, you're about to receive an important message from an unexpected source in an unexpected way. Keep your mind on the goal that's just ahead. Stay with it, and you will get there. No matter where you are in the world, you can draw on the feeling of home by closing your eyes and remembering what it was like and breathing. Breathe into that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going through any kind of struggle, look to your family and close friends for support and compassion. 'Cause it sounds like you've got two things that you're worried, concerned about, which is a lot. Two big things.
Right.
So, yeah, and so you may need to, that's a good idea to look to your friends and family for support. And also, of course, I always feel like spiritual support is always helpful, too, in any way that you relate to spirituality. It does help us. And also, you enjoy being at home, and it's nice to venture out, and so that's good that you're going to go to a concert. That's really good to get out and be amongst them. So basically that's basically what it's saying about the pigeon. It says you have very clear and distinct morals and values, but you don't try to push them on others. And and you're family oriented, and you do spend time with family members, etc. And when you can, I and so I recommend that too. That's what the pigeon recommends. And so I like what Lori said, just to try not to worry too much, because you do have two big things going on. And and getting out is such a good thing when you're, I didn't hear the first part about your relationship, but about moving, you were saying something about moving. And so I'm also seeing a duck here too, which represents the emotions and water. So just try to keep and beware of your emotions right now too, which I'm sure you're having a lot of. And take care of yourself. Try to nurture yourself as much as you can. And I am going to go ahead and pass it over now to Sue or Lynn.
Thank you.
You're welcome. The dragonfly came in too. Oh boy, you got a lot of animals coming right around you.
Wow.
Loving the help. Sue, did you want to give a pass, or how are you doing there?
I'm going to go ahead and pass on this one, Lynn.
Okay, that's fine. Sometimes you just don't get anything, and I appreciate that you're not trying to, you know, force it. You might make your head explode if you try to force it.
Absolutely.
Okay, okay, for you, Donna, regarding your relationship, I would pay special attention to meeting a guy with a K name, like Kevin, but shortened to Kev, or even Kiefer, something like that. But it's a K name. And to pick up the energy of this guy, is he's single through either being widowed or divorced. But in the divorce situation, he was left. This guy's got a very sweet energy. And he misses being in a partnership as much as you do. The suggestion comes through that you ask if you have any girlfriends that you trust not to, you know, you trust their judgment and whatnot. See if you can get intros through friends, you know. Just ask friends if they know any guys that might be good. And don't dismiss online either. I know a lot of really beautiful... Yeah, just be careful what sites you work with. Go with something trusted. Check with the Better Business Bureau. Check online for, you know, just run the site's name and read complaints and reviews and whatnot. But, you know, don't dismiss online. I know a lot of solid relationships that began online, and it's sort of the way they do things now, so jump on board. But this K name comes through very strong. Like Kevin seems too formal. It's more like Kev, right? But anyway... it's a lovely, gentle energy, and just, you know, be patient and keep your eye out and don't give up, because I think that the love's out there for you. I really do. Regarding your apartment situation, it says here, be careful about worrying a situation into reality. We do create our experiences, and they begin as thoughts. So don't concentrate on what you don't want. Focus on what you do want, because the universe will take it and give you whatever it is you're focusing on, and what you focus on expands. And so make sure you're getting that expansion in positive, good stuff that you want. Make a plan B. Instead of worrying, make a plan B. And as the universe is sort of kind of laughs at us a lot, if you have a plan in place, you probably won't need to use it. You know, it's like if you take.
Oh, I do have a plan B. I can always move up to my sister's. They have a big trailer at their home, and I could live there. She's about an hour away.
Well, there you go. Yeah. But the main thing is don't worry.
Okay.
Worry is a fear-based behavior, and as we know, fear makes us weak. So stay strong, focus on positive outcomes, and tell the universe what you want, not what you don't want. And you should be okay. I think it's all bright. Like, I see sort of like a nice light ahead of you down the road. So I like the feeling. It feels good. So, yeah, there you go.
Okay. Thank you.
Love
you,
Donna.
It made me feel good. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Keep on keeping on. You're going to be fine, I think. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
All right. And we're going to move on to... I want to try and get us. Oh, geez, we're right down to our last call, I think. 850, you're on the air finally. Could we get your name, please?
Hi, my name is Sheila.
Hi, Sheila. I'm sorry you had to wait so long, but you're with us now, and we'll do what we can to get your questions answered. So did you...
Okay.
Sheila,
do you have a question? This is Jan.
Yes. I'm going to go car shopping tomorrow, and I was wondering if you could tell me a little about it or what to be aware of.
Okay. I'm seeing the woods now. It's really thick, dense woods, and it looks like there's a little, it's a rodent, and it's a rodent in the woods. And it's running around. I think it's a squirrel. So we only have like a minute or two. And I'm going to pass it over. And you can look up the squirrel and check it out. It'll give you a message there. And good luck tomorrow. Good luck. That sounds fun.
Okay. All right.
I'm getting don't rush into it. Don't rush into anything is what I'm getting.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. The squirrel.
I'm just going to jump in quick because I did get very much watch out for vehicles that have been previously in accidents, and just watch very carefully for any repair work that looks suspicious. Make sure, and as Jan says, don't rush. And just for your own practicality, I don't know if the guy still does it, but go to the website or to the library and read up on he puts out books called Lemonade, and it talks about cars of all types, what's wrong with them, what's good about them, and you can probably find his website online. It's called Lemonade, A-I-D. So that's something to read before you go. I'm so sorry, Sheila, we have to... did Sue or Lori have anything? We've got 3 minutes, I think.
I pulled the patience card. Have patience. That's what I got.
Beautiful.
And I was getting pretty much the same thing. Don't let them talk you into something that you don't want.
Okay.
Just be very cautious.
Yep. Yeah.
Alrighty.
Look before you leap. So yep. There you go. So, sorry, Sheila, we've got to cut this short, but do call back and let us know how it goes. And, just look really carefully and make sure it feels right to you. And be patient. Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much for calling in, and we really appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. All right. So, anybody want to say any last words before I bring in our music?
Have a great week, everybody, and thank you for coming to our show and listening to us. God bless you.
And Sue and Lori.
Thank you so much for joining us, and keep in touch. And don't forget to turn to your angels and have a wonderful weekend.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lori. Are you still with us?
Yes, I am. Just want to give out a big shout to everybody. Thanks. Stay positive, love one another, and live each day one at a time.
And I'll just say, I read something great today. Forgiveness is the fragrance of the violet upon the heel of the one who crushed it. So get out there and forgive. Thank you for joining us. We had a lovely, lovely time. Join us next week. I can't get the music up. There we go.
Thank you.